A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3. I'm with Dr. Deborah Wong. She is a medical doctor and she also runs a Pilates studio here in Singapore. And we've been speaking about her business. But now, Deborah, I'm going to put you on the spot and try and get you to give some feedback about a growing problem. And this is actually how we first met, of course, several years ago, where I had a bad back problem from, I mean, just a temporary back problem from lifting luggage from all my business trips I was doing. And you know, these days with low-cost airlines, we see a lot of people carrying heavier bags into the cabin and then lifting them up and then putting them in the overhead bin. And the more that you do that, the more I think for myself, I get a bad back. So is it fair to say it's a phenomenon that's happened more recently, you know, because of this low-cost carrier and people carrying heavy bags on planes?
I think bad backs come from a lot of reasons, a lot of them. And I think actually a large part of it is really our sedentary lifestyle.
Ah, okay. So maybe going from a sedentary lifestyle to suddenly lifting something heavy is not a good thing.
Yeah, and actually a lot of people get injured after they get off the plane as well. So it's not when they get on, I think it's when they're taking it down.
And I remember you said to me once before, you know, that people don't do things in a car example. They don't go through the gears 1 to 4. They go straight from 1 to 4 without going to second and third. Can you talk about that?
So in general, when we kind of talk about body, we always talk first about, you know, like range of motion and stability before strengthening. So a lot of people don't have that range of motion from sedentary activities, and they don't have that stability either. And then they're trying to go into loading it, and that's where all the injury occurs.
Okay, so I've written down from the internet, from a website that gives recommendations about back strengthening and some of the issues, and I want to get your feedback. So it says here, to lift luggage, stand alongside of it and bend your knees. Try to limit the bending at the waist. Lift the luggage with your leg muscles. Grab the handle and straighten up, and once you lift the luggage, hold it close to your body. So you're lifting with your legs rather than with your back, is that it?
Yeah, it's kind of like doing a deadlift, isn't it? Lifting your luggage up.
Right. So it's like you're in the gym. You've got to use the same principles.
Yeah, it is. Because you're trying to pretty much hinge from the hip instead of the lower back.
Ah, okay. Next one is, do not twist when lifting and carrying luggage. Point your toes in the direction you are headed and turn your entire body in that direction.
The thing about this kind of things is that your body is not rigid. You know, if you think about, let's say, like a sculpture, right? Mm. It's very hard. If you push it over, it's going to break.
Yeah.
But if you think about a spring and it's very nice and elastic and it's able to kind of like bounce, and that's where you want to be with your body. Sometimes I think when people try to do this, they don't actually understand that. And then that kind of puts a lot of tension and strain on other areas, which is why I said body awareness is very important.
Okay, another one. Do not rush when lifting or carrying a suitcase. Do not rush, you know, because as you mentioned, going too quickly to top gear, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is that in Canada, and I can't remember if it was in Vancouver to Toronto Airport, they actually increased the distance from the gate to the baggage pickup area because it gives you that time to warm up.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you really need to warm up. I mean, is it crazy to say that you should warm up before lifting heavy luggage, that you need to do that?
I would say, yeah, especially, you know, after a very long flight, you know, you've been sitting still for a while in a very cramped space.
Mm. All right, here's another one. Carry pieces in both your hands rather than on one hand off to the side. So you're balancing the weight. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So then you don't load one side unnecessarily.
Because I guess we all have that kind of stronger side where we put something heavy on. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, but like I said, I don't think everything is like a hard and fast rule. It really depends on your body awareness and how strong you are. Maybe you do need to carry on one side because your other side really can't support the weight.
Right. But I guess if you have a balance, it's better than having one side, you know, lopsided, right?
Yeah, if you're going for long distances.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. When placing luggage in an overhead compartment, first lift it to the top of the seat. Place your hands on the left and right sides of the suitcase and lift it up. And if your luggage has wheels, make sure the wheel side is in the compartment first.
I'm not so sure about the wheel side. Okay. I think because it's mobile and starts shifting around, you want to keep having like a stable load before you pick it up, and so then you don't have the transfer of weight with something overhead.
Right, yeah. And what about, you know, if you have a duffel or shoulder bag, do not carry it on one shoulder for any length of time. Be sure to switch sides. We mentioned one side might be stronger, but if you are making that conscious decision.
Yeah, we always tell women to switch to handbag sides all the time, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Do you think that, is there any type of luggage that you can buy that's going to be a bit easier on your back? You know, does it make any difference, do you think?
You know, rolling that bag is easier. Just don't carry things that are too heavy. And that's the reason why they put the overhead compartment load at 7 kgs.
Yeah, but I don't think everyone follows that, do they?
Yeah, but I guess you have to be very strong.
Yeah, yeah. And also another thing when it comes to luggage and, you know, as far as the way we pack the luggage, you know, and the way that we put the, you know, the heavy items and try and make it balanced. Does that come into effect as well, would you say?
Yeah, it does, because it distribute the load a little bit better.
Mm, mm.
So, but the thing is that when you're dragging it down, you put the heavy stuff below, right? But when you're lifting it up, you're actually flipping it to its vertical.
So then the
weight balance changes.
Yeah. And I guess there's no harm in asking someone to help you, you know, especially if you're a woman and you've had some sort of back issues, maybe ask a flight attendant to help you, right? Rather than risk it.
Or I guess you can check in your bags.
Yeah, you could even check them in and pay the extra $20.
Yeah.
So when I met you, and that was about 5 years ago, then what kind of treatment do you give to this kind of problem?
If it's a very acute pain, a lot of it's pain relief and just resting. But going forward, I think to prevent it from coming back again, it's really like I mentioned first, you know, the stability and then the flexibility. You know, a lot of people can't reach their hands overhead. So, you know, they don't have that range of motion to bring their arms all the way overhead.
Ah, right. So is this something that you can maybe try and develop that through physical therapy or through exercise?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people don't reach overhead because their upper back's very tight, especially mm-hmm. from sitting at the computer all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And the pecs are very tight, so they don't have the full range of motion to bring that overhead. And so they have to compensate by arching through their lower back to get that range up.
Right.
And so if you can increase that range there, then you don't have to load your lower back as much.
I see. So other treatments, when you look at people with back problems, you know, from this kind of luggage issue, what other things, you know, there are muscle relaxers that you can give them and all that, right, as well?
Yeah, muscle relaxants. It depends on what the cause is because, you know, when you have these injuries, it could be muscular, it could be skeletal. So then depending on the cause, muscle relaxants, anti-inflammatories.
Mm-hmm. And generally, how long does it take before, if it's nothing serious, for something to go away? Let's say you've been on a business trip and you just have a terrible back, you wake up in the morning. Is there any kind of, you know, should clear up in 2 or 3 days?
I think it depends on the cause, like I mentioned. But if it's just a muscular strain, I think getting up and actually moving around would actually help a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, because people when they have pain just want to lie down, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you'd say, what about swimming and that kind of stuff? Does that help when you've got a bad back from, you know, lifting luggage?
I think any movement is good. When you move, your muscles kind of get more warm, things start to loosen up a little bit, you can feel better. A couple of days, some people 2 weeks, it really depends on the severity of the after injury.
And you run Breathe Pilates Studios. Would you say that doing Pilates can help strengthen back?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So for one, it's to first increase the range of motion. So when people think about like certain back injuries or any specific areas of injuries, they always try to target that area. But the thing is that our whole body we are a whole body, right? So we have to kind of look at the whole body from top and bottom, looking at increasing the range of mobility, why they're getting back problems. Most of the time it's because they're loading it too much, overcompensating, not having a strong enough core. Yeah.
Okay, so if we want to find out more about you and your Pilates studio, how can we do that?
You can go online to briefpilates.com.sg. We have our social media, which is LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram. It's all on our website.
And can check out Deborah Wong, who helped me many years ago with my back. Deborah, thank you so much for being my guest here on Money FM.